What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live. If it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com.
Yes.
However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate fuck out of it.
It's going down the tubers.
It is. Join us, everybody.
Oh, yes.
Let's join hands, sing kumbaya as goes down the fucking
kumbaya.
Bottom of the ocean.
Do you have a karaoke version of that? I don't know what that is.
We used to sing that one all the time in Catholic school.
Cardi B's version's the best. Love it.
Thanks for joining us. Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over on our Facebook page, join the convo there, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
And thanks for buying shit from our Amazon portal. If you go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, every time you want to buy some shit from Amazon, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
It's a bad allergy day. This morning, yes. I was literally walking with Kleenex in my hand because I was sneezing so much.
Right.
A couple of people waved, and I waved back, and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm waving with a Kleenex.
Right.
They're going to be like, he's got COVID. Shoot him.
They don't give a fuck here.
That's true.
They don't give a shit.
Thanks for joining us. It is a lovely day, aside from the toxic virus winging around the air.
Don't worry about that. Go to church.
Flying up in bathrooms and fecal matter.
Fecal flume. Follow me on Twitter.
Fecal flume.
Did I say flume?
Yeah.
Oh, well, either works.
Flume or plume.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Again, strap in, everybody, at Crab Diving on the Twitter if you want to talk to us while we're doing this live. Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, everybody? Today is Monday, and...
Sure.
You know what? I'm sorry, but this Andrew Cuomo is kind of in charge. It kind of feels like that now.
I like you because you are special. God.
And I'm not going to blame myself. I'll be honest.
You know, like listening to Andrew Cuomo talk about COVID is like listening to an adult.
Right.
And you don't feel crazy. Like it's a bad situation. But like when you listen to Trump talk about COVID, it's just you want to put your fucking head through a fucking wall.
Well, because it's the Trump hour,
right? Why are
sponsored
you...
by whoever, Hobby Lobby, whatever asshole, Mr. Pillow?
He doesn't. Why is Mr. Pillow talking to me in the middle of a pandemic from the White House about the fucking Bible?
We talked about this a little bit before the show, and we saw the headline over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post. Boris Johnson has been moved to intensive care.
Oh, fuck.
The UK Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, is now in intensive care due to symptoms of coronavirus that have, quote, worsened, according to a representative from 10 Downing Street.
Oh, my God.
10 Downing Street's kind of amazing because it's like literally just like right there on the street. It's like,
yeah.
You know, there's tons of yard and right. fences and dogs and helicopters and snipers around the White House.
Ooh.
But 10 Downing is like
right
like across yeah. the street. I mean, there's obviously security a little bit around it, but
yeah, but hey, listen,
you walked by right, 10 Downing.
Right. Well, geez, if I was Boris, like,
that's where the prime minister lives.
Is it true Boris wanted to move to Henry VIII's castle?
Oh, sure. He wants to go down in the bunkers where Churchill lived.
Churchill.
And they had little cigarette lighters on the wall.
God, you know, oh, that's right.
Sure, it smelled great down there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? The virus wouldn't give a fuck. And the virus doesn't give a fuck about the snipers at the White House. The virus just doesn't give a fuck about Jesus either.
Johnson was admitted to hospital Sunday with continued persistent symptoms of coronavirus. And the representative said, over the course of this afternoon, the condition of the prime minister has worsened. And on the advice of his medical team, he has been moved to the intensive care unit at hospital.
Hello. I'm, you know, it's just, God, if we're going to read serious news in a British dialect, it's going to be hard for me to not sound like a total dickhead because I love it so much. And this is horrible news.
So there you go. I wonder if Trump will, it won't hit Trump's radar at all. It's another human. What does he care?
He didn't give a fuck.
It doesn't affect him at all. Yeah.
Again, it's not golf. It's not a vanker. It's not raping. It's not Happy Meals. Hating.
Drudge Report says glimmer of hope in Europe.
Oh, that's nice.
I guess.
Yes, a glimmer.
This is says European nations most ravaged by the new coronavirus this past Sunday, yesterday, April 5th. Reported encouraging signs in their fight against the deadly pandemic
as
the United States braces for what may be its, quote, hardest week in recent memory.
You know, it's so tragic that Trump is president right now and not like Obama. Oh, fuck. Let me turn my phone off. I'm so, so sorry. You know, it sucks that it's not like Obama because we would be dealing with the same shit. But different circumstances, and maybe we would be making a positive difference on the rest of the planet. We might be in a leadership position.
Well, Queen Elizabeth II delivered a rare televised address in a bid to calm public nerves about the deadly outbreak. The British Prime Minister, we just did the story, is put in hospital.
Yes.
Now in ICU. I saw a lot of social media about the Queen saying, wow, she didn't. How come she didn't use it to go after Nancy Pelosi?
Oh,
and
yes.
Talk about how great her hotels are.
God, Jesus fucking Christ. All right, we have a child as president.
My ratings are wonderful. Or our ratings are wonderful.
I mean, you know, listen, Trump has Melania and Barack had Michelle. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Italy reported its lowest daily death toll in 2 weeks.
Yes.
But they do say they're kind of waiting for the phase two.
Yeah. God, can you imagine Obama talking to us about this?
God. Says the Italian authorities are looking ahead to the second phase of the battle once the lockdown imposed is eventually eased.
Yes.
They think the curve reached a plateau and began to descend, says Silvia Brusafero,
nine,
head of the Istituto Superiore di Sanità, Italy's top health institute.
Oh, wee wee.
It's a CC.
Oh, yes.
It's a result that we have to achieve day after day. If this is confirmed, we need to start thinking about the second phase and keep down the spread of the disease. Doesn't mean, woohoo, everybody go out, which I'm sure Trump will say.
Why did the czar of Georgia open the beaches or not close the beaches with his lockdown? Isn't that something?
I saw the somebody from the CDC or something like that was just like you got to give us 1 week.
Please.
Just give us a week, Republican governor, as he was saying to basically, and shut down. It'll help so much if you just shut down for a week.
That's all we have. It's crazy that the CDC has to beg these motherfuckers to just, that's the only option. Stay home. That's it.
Yeah.
Damn. It's only fucking Monday.
The total number of confirmed cases now rose by 4,316 to over 128,000, the lowest increase in 5 days.
Oh, my God.
This is in Italy.
Yes.
The Sunday's figures added to growing signs the tough restrictions on movement and public gatherings imposed across the country on March 9th, that's almost a month ago, were having an effect in containing the epidemic, but officials are desperate to avoid a let-up.
Yes, because they don't want the epidemic.
Angelo Borrelli says, don't lower our guard, stay at home. He's the head of the Civil Protection Department.
You know, the thing is, okay, let me understand this. A guy ate a bat, and then this thing started, and it started from China, right? And then it moved around the rest of the fucking planet. So if Italy does their job and they do this social distancing and the virus runs its course and goes away, I don't even know what that means. But if we don't do it, do the right thing, then why? How are it's eventually going to come back to Italy, isn't it?
Well, right.
Am I stupid?
Especially
or
since we don't know about the reinfection rate and if you're actually immune to it after having fought it off once.
Let me explain. Yeah, I'm explaining this to you, and you know it, and you know this. And I'll explain it to you, Shelby.
Still working on the Kong toy.
the Kong toy.
I did a good packing job right on the Kong toy this time.
Well, that's not the first time. Kong toy, the porn star, is not infected. I checked. The Republicans, they're a party that if you tell them the only way to avoid having everybody die in a big fuck storm of COVID is to stay the fuck home, they're the party that will beg you to not do that.
Right.
What the fuck?
Why are you a communist? Why do you hate the economy?
The economy. See, I the economy argument is how good is the economy going to be if we're all fucking dead? If we're all dead? God. Please do the right thing, stupid.
Meanwhile here, we've got workers in all kinds of places starting to walk the fuck out.
Yeah, yes.
Because they're expected to work their shitty, low-paid, sometimes minimum-wage jobs. McDonald's is open, y'all.
God.
Because it's food.
Yes.
The dollar stores are right. Open because they're food. What do you think those people are raking in? That are working at the dollar store, that are working at McD's.
Yeah.
And now they're being expected to show up and get sick, potentially get sick, to give you your fucking fries.
That makes me sad.
Your happy
meal. That sucks. That really fucking sucks.
So employees in Los Angeles at some McDonald's have staged a strike and are demanding more safety equipment. After hearing about one of their coworkers who's tested positive earlier this week.
God. Shit, man. I know everybody that works McDonald's and the Popeyes here. You guys be safe. Fuck. This sucks. You shouldn't be working.
Workers are demanding the company provide protective equipment such as masks to help keep workers safe during the pandemic.
Well, damn. It really, the restaurant shouldn't be open, right? Or at least,
I mean, yeah, masks and gloves, I guess, if people got to eat.
But it's still, But you have grocery stores.
But it said they've been pleading for protective equipment for over a month, and McDonald's is crickets.
Man, you know what? You gotta fucking, you gotta, you, here's the only solution. You need that money. And not just $1,200. You need, like, what Bernie was talking about.
Now they're demanding 2 weeks full pay to go home and self-quarantine.
Yeah.
Because it's their fault they got, it's the company's fault they got exposed because they've been begging for equipment.
Why wouldn't they just do that? How much would that cost McDonald's? I mean, would they, if they sent everybody home and closed that restaurant that worked there and had everyone self-quarantine and they paid them through that, would that kill that company? Would it kill McDonald's?
No, I think it'll come back okay. But this is California, so you know they'll have a better shot.
There'll be some lawmakers there that will say,
in Alabama, they'd be shooting them. They'd be shooting them. Get back to work.
You're fucked.
Right.
See, that's why we need parents or something, adults. Trump is like a... Trump is like a baby. It's like if your parents are like, listen, we really had to go see this Bill Pullman movie tonight. And the the only babysitter left was this guy who loves Nazis. He's also kind of rapey of underage people specifically.
God, leave the kid. Throw some food on the ground. Lock the doors.
Leave the kid with a loaded gun.
Leave the kid alone. Yeah.
God.
Jesus.
Our president, would you trust Trump to watch the intern?
The dog? Fuck no.
Of course I got.
Are you kidding me?
But Obama, you would, right? Obama, you would.
In a heartbeat, sure.
Hillary.
Absolutely.
Elizabeth Warren.
Even Bill.
Bill? Yeah, Bill. I mean, yeah.
I mean, he'd get somebody to do it for him, but sure the dog would be taken care of.
W.
Sure. He's a dog guy.
Right. Yeah.
Most people. Maybe not Newt Gingrich. Probably not Stephen Miller.
Fuck no.
Rush Limbaugh. No. None of these assholes, I think, are...
Hannity, no. Brendan Dilley?
God, Hannity's I think Hannity's a dog guy, though. And
you think Brendan Dilley's a dog guy?
Brendan Dilley.
Come here, fucker.
I'm actually a cat guy.
I like this cat.
Fuck him.
I spoil this cat rotten.
Because I don't care. Fuck him.
Is there any Dilley?
I saw a group of... I counted 9 people in a group of bicyclists that went by.
You didn't yell at them.
A little bit earlier. No, I did not.
Hey, fuckers. Go home.
Right.
Quit killing us. You suck. Oh, shit, man. Oh.
We've got, other places, it's dollar store workers, other places.
I told the delivery guy to leave the shit across the street. And I would leave his tip on the other side of the street or something.
meanwhile, he touched all the bags.
Yeah. He didn't have a mask
the bags
on.
And brought them in.
But he was doing a good job of social distancing. It's just... I mean, shit, the guys, that's the other thing. With the delivery people, I mean, they really don't have time. There's no way. I said, are you slammed today? He goes, oh, yeah. I'm like, fuck. We need a better system. We need, like, a guy handing people food out or something.
I don't know.
What would be a better system than going to a grocery store? I guess having the food picked up by a drone. Oh, this is easy. You remote control it. You log on to your computer and you get your own drone at a grocery store and you fly the drone around and you pick shit up and then you pay for it. And then you fly the drone back. It drops the groceries in your yard. And then you return the drone back to the, you fly the drone back to the grocery store. You're done. You're not touching anybody. The only thing you're touching are your fucking drone controls.
Okay.
That is fingerless delivery.
Cuomo sexual is trending.
God, what's wrong with
what
people?
Does that mean?
I don't know. Sounds stupid.
The
Also, I'm just looking at these.
Have you listened to Cuomo trying to explain cabin fever and shit like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. God.
The adult, you mean?
Yeah, yeah,
wouldn't
yeah.
Great the adult.
Trump's not even funny. It's like...
It matters. Yeah, I was trying to... Yeah, we got all these models. I've never really been into models. Well, not these kinds.
Boy, that's hilarious, Mr. President.
Yeah.
God, that's a good one.
Thanks, Don.
You don't even understand. See, like, you listen to Cuomo talk about the COVID. He goes through the numbers and all the projections and the models. Maybe he's not a mathematician. He knows everything on that fucking graph. And he knows what the fuck he's talking about. There is no way Donald Trump walk us through the numbers on a PowerPoint?
What? He can't walk through the numbers on his fingers.
You don't know where these fingers have been. Well, you do probably.
The over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
We said glimmer of hope in Europe.
Oh, good. Congrats, everybody.
Austria easing lockdown, it says.
Good. Easing.
Did you see that Germany, was hit kind of hard and had very few deaths because, guess why? Angela Merkel got on TV right away and told everybody, this is bad. Stay the fuck in.
She flattened that curve, baby.
Right.
Right?
And they weren't overwhelmed. The healthcare system wasn't overwhelmed, and people were able to recover. They were able to leave people in intensive care longer. I mean, on ventilators longer.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
God, maybe people here don't understand flatten the curve. Maybe they really don't get it. Is there a way they don't? That's why we see people out and about.
No, they've got an entire political party who, just to protect their corrupt leader, are literally killing people by misinforming them.
Yeah.
Fox News and Republican and Republican leadership.
Hey, listen, maybe you don't. God, oh, I'm going to try to. Damn it. You got down. I tried to. Oh, I tried to catch that on the iPhone. Damn it.
Jumped up on my lap and put one paw on each shoulder and just stared me in the face.
Wow.
Like, what are you talking about?
What is that? Maybe you don't understand a podcast, intern. I mean, maybe you want to be on the podcast.
I don't know what you're fucking talking about, right?
But she's more of a visual. Sometimes.
I saw that they postponed the next election in Wisconsin.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Second home state.
Right. That's a good idea.
Although time-wise, it'd be third, I guess. Yes.
But you hate the Packers, the football team there.
Well, I grew up in Chicago, so right. I kind of have to, yeah.
But they're the only publicly owned football team. How could
you
hate
right.
them?
I'm conflicted.
Yeah.
I admit it. The also at the Drudge Report, this is from the Bloomberg. Guess what they're doing in Spain? España.
Oh, oui, oui.
The Spanish government is working to roll out a universal basic income.
Wow.
As
wow.
soon as possible, part of a battery of actions aimed at countering the impact of the coronavirus pandemic, according to the economy minister, Nadia Calvino.
Nine.
Or Calvino, I guess. Ooh. She's Espanol.
They should have, what should be going on right now is that Trump should have hired Andrew Yang to be the UBI czar, you know, and just Andrew Yang can set up the UBI program. And that way Trump doesn't have to deal with it.
Right?
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, Jared could probably handle that too. He's got nothing else to do.
He looks like a rapey piece of sliced turkey.
The Social Security Minister Jose Luis Escriva is coordinating the project, planning to put some sort of basic income in place as soon as possible.
Wow. Now, why would you do that? Why would you want to do that?
With the main focus on assisting families. Oh, look at that. Not corporations.
We're worried about We're worried about your 401k catching corona. I almost said chlamydia. I guess a chlamydia outbreak is, well, I mean, isn't there always a chlamydia outbreak? That's kind of like a thing.
Been there, done that.
That's a fun game show. Corona or chlamydia?
The government's broader ambition is that the basic income becomes an instrument, quote, that stays forever.
Wow.
That becomes a structural instrument.
Maybe.
In other words, it's a right. This country's making all this money. Maybe we should just give everybody a universal basic income.
And if you're interested in, which, I mean, if you're interested in at all surviving reasonably as a society, this pandemic sort of highlights why in the fuck something like a UBI would be important, right?
I mean, well, it? Right.
If we had a UBI, then everyone could. I can't believe it's saying.
Well,
this.
But you know,
stay home and not fucking work.
Spread across Europe once it starts going and people start seeing what it means.
We to get that in this country, you will have to vote out. You, she can't figure out where the fuck she wants to sit. What is buried under the carpet? There must be a body under there. Do you think so? Is she a corpse dog?
Okay. Yeah. Once the UBI
then fuck
starts,
you.
Right? I think other countries are going to be like, well, wait a second, that's working in Spain.
You need to pay people to stay home. We need them to stay home because I don't care how good the economy is. How good can the economy be now, though? Like this is like. Like, it seems like our government is going, like, halvesies on dealing with this corona shit, right? Halvesies. Like, we're all, most of us are kind of staying home, although I'm looking out the window and I'm seeing lots of cars moving. Unless they're drone cars, then those people aren't at home. You know what I mean? It seems like we're not committed to it. Or maybe we aren't, right? I mean,
I hope, I mean...
I mean, I'm just saying, if we could just all do that.
The UBI.
Yes. If we could commit to it, then it would be a big thing to commit to, but the pandemic
right,
is.
Good luck.
But the pandemic is a big thing to commit to.
Well, right.
My point is, I mean, it seems like we're in a time when you might want to do shit like this. Like, if you could have, if our government could have some perspective and look at this and say, holy fuck. This is a big moment. Maybe we should do something big.
Trump wants to do infrastructure. All of a sudden, no.
I sound stupid because I'm explaining why the Republicans should want to give us money.
Right.
And that's just stupid. They don't want. They don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Tweet us during the show.
Twat us.
Thanks. We did get a tweet about an echo or something.
Oh,
but
no.
I'm actually monitoring on a different channel. I don't hear it, so I don't know. Maybe refresh your stream?
Oh, yes.
Possibly.
Trump loves that. That's his favorite thing. I'm going to refresh your stream, then I'm going to come back in the hotel room, and everybody's getting wet.
We've got... so that's the Spanish government.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Which had the second worst coronavirus outbreak in Europe.
Jeez.
The pandemic pushed the government to order a state of emergency, putting the country in lockdown.
Yeah.
Drove the economy to a standstill. The government has announced a barrage of policies to assist self-employed workers.
Yeah.
And companies.
Right.
Mainly small and medium-sized.
Yes. People that are the most vulnerable that after this, they probably won't exist.
Right. Not let's give billions of dollars to the CEOs and the big corporations. And
who
Trump
fucking cares?
Trump will oversee it, y'all. Don't worry about it.
That is the most insane fucking shit ever. I just thought of something like, how bad would the epidemic, because Spain had the second worst epidemic, right?
In Europe.
Okay. And so now they're on UBI.
Well, they're trying to fast track it.
Right.
Yes.
I just got a chilling thought, like, how bad would shit have to get over here for our political officials to say we got to do a UBI. Oh my God, that's terrifying.
I mean, we should have been there. Yes. This is $1,500 check that Trump is going to want us all to line up to lick so far up his hole we can taste his nostrils.
But that is not social distancing.
And he's going to say, look at this $1,200 or $1,500 I gave you. Why aren't you voting for me?
Yeah. That's his deal.
And it needs to be $1,500 a month from now until we get everything going again.
Maybe you can make that deal with the president. You could say, hey, you give us this $1,500 a month, you resign, and then you walk.
He's not
gonna. And you won't go to jail.
It's not, I don't think it's in his psyche. It's not in his makeup, his brain makeup.
To resign?
I don't think so.
What about the UBI? What do you think's more likely? He resigns or he gives us universal basic income?
Gosh, he'll resign before we get UBI. Don't forget, there's Mitch McConnell.
Right.
In the Senate. Nothing will happen that's good.
No, fuck no.
With Mitch McConnell.
No,
need a blue tsunami to...
Well, we'll get more judges with Mitch.
To take over not only the White House, but take the Senate back.
Right. To me, it's scary that...
Mitch's opponent. Donate to Lindsey Graham's opponent.
What's his opponent's name? I just saw her name. Who's he running against?
Amy McGrath?
Yeah. Please vote for her.
And Jamie Harrison, I believe, is the opponent of Lindsey Graham.
Right.
Both of them polling neck and neck with...
Yes.
Well, Mitch doesn't have a neck, but neck and whatever that thing Mitch has that connects his head to his thorax.
Stuck in your jowls. Oh, yes, thorax.
What else is going on? Oh, meanwhile.
Yes.
In the middle of this pandemic we got going here.
Right.
Mississippi, one of our neighboring states kind of. It's not that far away.
Right. Not far at all.
40 minutes-ish, maybe?
Something like that, Pat.
Governor Tate Reeves, Mississippi.
Oh, God.
He's a white guy. He's a Republican.
Is he white? Is he? Yeah. Is he?
has declared.
Yes.
That April is Confederate Heritage Month.
A whole month. A whole month. A whole month. A whole fucking month. A whole month. A whole complete fucking month.
Now, he did finally issue a statewide non-essential business shutdown, finally.
Thank you,
yesterday, Tate. Or 2 days ago.
Yes, yes. So, so he does that, and then to the fuckheads, he's like, listen, we're going to make April Confederacy Month, White Supremacy Month in April. It's always April, though. Ain't it always April in Mississippi?
I just want to remind all those dark ones that we're in charge still, even if they're not out walking the streets.
Governor Tate, Governor Nazi Tate, what is one supposed to do to occupy himself for a whole month as in Confederate jizz? What do I do?
Confederate Heritage Month.
How do I celebrate that? What special movies do I watch?
You have a lynch cake.
Oh, a lynch cake.
You have, yeah.
My papa makes the best lynching cake.
His proclamation says April is the month when in 1861 the American Civil War began between the Confederate and Union armies, reportedly the costliest and deadliest war ever fought on American soil.
And what was it over, Tate?
In 2016, then Governor Phil Bryant, a white guy Republican, signed a similar proclamation, although his was worded a little differently and did place responsibility for the Civil War on the shoulders of the Confederacy.
Oh, shit.
He said, quote, April's the month when the Confederate states began and ended a 4-year struggle. So he does say they began it.
Wait, how does
I mean, nothing about why it began. He
Holy
just admits
shit.
They started it.
It's so weird, like how a war clearly over slavery is celebrated, but for a month. What do I, again, my question hasn't been answered. What are you supposed to do in Mississippi for 30 days? 30 days of the Confederacy, baby.
Yeah.
What do I do? What am I supposed to do for 30? Like, what?
Cutting.
Cutting.
Cutting. Reeves has faced, the current governor has faced significant, by the way, this. There's a picture of him speaking somewhere, and there are just Confederate flags.
Hell yeah!
All over the fucking place. What? You know, Mississippi, I believe, is still the only state that has the stars and bars in its state flag.
Hell yeah!
And are saying, fuck you, whenever anyone's like, you know.
Oh, yeah!
Maybe you want to change that.
Fuck you! Our state's doing just fine!
In 2013, here we go. He was lieutenant governor, and Reeves spoke at an event for the Sons of Confederate Veterans. No, you ain't. You're the great grandsons of Confederate veterans.
Jesus.
If that.
Fucking Christ. What the fuck?
They're an organization, just to let you know, that claims the Civil War was not about slavery.
Then what was it about? What was it about? If not slavery? Why?
I'm reading from the HuffPo. As the HuffPo reported last year, Reeves was a member of Kappa Alpha Order at Millsaps College in Jackson, Mississippi.
Grab my sheet!
A college fraternity known for pro-Confederate displays and run-ins with black students.
Woo-hoo!
Well, listen to this, which became an issue in his gubernatorial run. Yeah, that's why he won in Mississippi.
Wait, I saw some good news about this guy. Is this Tate? Is this Governor Tate?
No, this is the current one, Reeves.
I thought his name was Tate Reeves.
Oh, it is. Yes. I'm sorry. Tate Reeves. Yeah, yeah.
Is Tate Reeves the guy that went to college and
yes.
was in a Klan club?
Yes. Yeah.
They must look at these other states and like, oh, Justin Trudeau did blackface. Oh, I love him now. Right. It was a big deal. Oh, wow.
That was every Thursday.
Yeah. Kay Ivey was in blackface in high school. They're like, that's it? Not good enough.
We'd watch Good Times in our afros.
You're so racist. God, Mississippi!
The fraternity, this is Kappa Alpha, looks to Confederate General Robert E. Lee as its spiritual leader.
Fuck you!
A 1993 yearbook listed Reeves as a freshman that year. He was featured as a Kappa Alpha member in 1994. In October 1994, members of Kappa Alpha and another fraternity, donned Afro wigs.
Yay.
And tied large Confederate flags around their necks. Some of them were also reportedly in blackface.
You're going to be governor someday, boy!
The fraternity brothers, quote, got into a shouting match. Over the incident with some black students. I'm sure those black students were soundly beaten and arrested.
Hey, Governor Tate Fuckface, you were in a club that basically you guys went out and did lots of racist shit, and then people would stand up to you and challenge you on it, but you did it all the fucking time. You are
in 19
garbage.
95, the Kappa Alpha yearbook page showed a group of students standing with a Confederate flag in military attire.
Boo!
It's not clear if Reeves is in the photo, although the picture was also, he was also pictured as a member of the fraternity that year.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you. I'm the governor.
Listen to his spokesperson.
Oh.
They said, it affected his gubernatorial race, but quote, as a quick search will show, Lieutenant Governor Reeves was a member of Kappa Alpha Order. Like every other college student, he did attend costume formals.
He didn't?
Did attend costume formals with afros.
That's what we call
stars and bars tied around your neck.
I believe a costume formal is called a Klan rally.
Meeting, yeah.
Yes. God.
Across America, Kappa Alpha's costume formal is traditionally called Old South honor of the Civil War veteran who founded the fraternity in the 1800s.
Yeah, yeah. Good, good. That's important. How's it going with the COVID, by the way, fuckheads?
So there you go, Tate Reeves.
Does Mississippi have any cases?
Making a declaration. Yeah, I think all the states have some.
God. And are you guys social distancing over there? I mean,
well,
God,
some black people, they have been.
I'm so sorry, you guys. But wait, how are they going to go out and celebrate Confederate Fuckface Month? Like, how do they do that? I guess at home. By themselves.
Right. You stay home and be white.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah! Let's blow some shit up!
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Fuck you, Crab Diving!
We've got, here's some... Oh, this is just a read. This is a retweet from
Reach Watch,
Right Wing Watch.
Yes,
from last year.
Fuck you.
From author and life coach Brendan Dilley. This
fuck
is
yes.
Right Wing Watch just reminding us of what good and kind people these are.
We don't have any time for weakness. I don't want anybody on this team that wants to lift their foot off the throat of the Democrats right now. None of them. It won't be enough. I want to win in November next year, and I want to keep curb stomping these motherfuckers well beyond that. Because that's what it's going to actually take to win your country. You're not going to just get to win it. You've got to destroy your enemy. You can't just win. The scoreboard's not going to tell the full story. Not only do you have to win the scoreboard, you have to make sure that your enemy can never play the game again. And the only way you do that is with total annihilation of their ideologies, their finances, and everything else. And you got to lock up all of these treasonous motherfuckers. They all have to go to jail.
Listen.
Lock up all these treasonous motherfuckers. Wow. They all have to go to jail.
I think he read that from Karate Kid. I believe that's hanging on the wall of a Cobra Kai studio.
There's no choice. There is one solution and one solution only to save America.
God.
And I think you know what it is. Yep.
He's showing a graphic of a noose.
Right. Oh, that's... You know what, man? When white people start screaming into podcasts saying, like, one solution, total annihilation, it's like, that is not a good look. I mean...
A bunch of dilly clips all of a sudden.
God.
From there are rehashes.
I'm watching my life coach's television show. He's screaming at me and then flashing a graphic of a noose. It's my life.
Correct.
You gotta burn down the scoreboard and God.
Texas,
to Brownsville, Texas,
and the tip of Florida,
and the tip of Florida,
and wherever else in the world it's needed,
and wherever else in the world it's needed,
win a mighty,
almighty,
strong
south wind,
what?
Heat, burn this thing.
One second.
There is not
he's in his 80s.
Yeah,
so
there's not one person in that the pips. Not one person right. That could carry his shit.
The poops.
No, they suck. That's the best.
Kenneth Copeland's poops. Yeah.
Kenneth, hold auditions. Recast. They suck.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Satan, you bow your knees.
Satan, you bow your knees.
You fall on your face.
You fall on your face.
COVID-19.
That is so gross.
That's when he spits.
Why would you do that?
Towards
that...
the camera and then, I cut it off too early. We got to hear the pips do their spit.
Oh, yeah. I
got to see it. You want to see it? Let me back it up to COVID-19.
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 Four old white guys surrounding him on a big empty stage. In at least, it's a big empty auditorium.
You know, Kenneth, you know what I think might make you... I hate to suggest another revenue stream here, but put those on TikTok or something, because I think people would watch those. I mean, jeez. COVID-19! And those guys suck. I mean, it's got to be a hard thing, because if you're one of his pips, you don't want to... I mean, Kenneth Copeland is a star.
Right.
But these guys suck. They suck. They're really bad.
Trending last night on the Twitter.
And one more thing. It's not a very diverse group behind him.
Correct.
You might want to think about...
One guy's wearing a blue suit.
You should keep diversity in mind when you're casting a shit. You really should.
Trending last night on the Twitter was Pat Robertson.
Right.
Because there was a report.
Yes.
Quote, during an appearance on the 700 Club, Robertson blamed the coronavirus.
Right.
Quote, some of these youngins are doing all kinds of unnatural things with their sex organs. When people do that, they transfer all kinds of chemicals from ladies' private parts. And that's where I think the virus came from. We never had this kind of thing I was coming up, but no one was committing oral sex back then.
Do you think?
He didn't say this.
Right.
By the way, this was debunked.
Right. Doing lots of weird things with their sex organs?
There's a lot. This is Poe's Law.
Right.
At work, where you can put something up that's so satirical and ridiculous that it actually, in these days,
well,
sounds like it could be actually real.
Is it true? The bird flu was started from a cast of Puppetry of the Penis.
Sure.
We're going to decree that the coronavirus will cease worldwide. Now, what's going to happen? I don't know if everybody will get healed. I don't know. We prayed for vaccines. We prayed for Israel. We heard they have vaccines.
This is Cindy Jacobs. This, by the way... This, by the way,
it sounds like there's
was a
water.
Month ago.
It sounds like there's water.
We have people interceding across the face of the earth. Listen, intercessors have been going to Wall Street. I mean, this is all over. I have to tell you, intercessors are on this. I just want to thank you, intercessors of the world. You haven't slept through this.
God, these intercessors are busy, man. How does one become an intercessor?
Well, number one, you get a telegram from Jeebus rectally, and it pops out a little message, and you read it, and then the message self-destructs, and then you know you're an intercessor. That's how. Or you know what? Or you just kind of say you are and start doing the intercessor bullshit, and then that's how.
The president said something about voluntarily you can wear a mask. But there's some place making them mandatory. Well, guess what? It'll be mandatory one day for you to wear a burqa.
It'll be mandatory for you to walk around big black dildo in your arse.
Okay, we're fucked then. We're fucked.
This is Rodney Howard Brown.
Yes, the guy just arrested.
The guy was...
Is that recent?
That's
recent. We're fucked, man. We're fucked.
Said something about voluntarily you can wear a mask. But there's some place making it mandatory. Well, guess what? It'll be mandatory one day for you to wear a burqa. Somebody said, that ain't going to happen. Let me tell you. You don't understand what's going on.
Wait, is he from Tampa?
Yeah, well, he's from South Africa, but
his current church
is in Tampa. God, yes.
How long has he been in Tampa, I wonder? Because I am hearing...
Like 20 years.
Oh, my God. That is a strange fucking accent.
Yeah, it's like a South African plus Southern.
Yeah, it would be kind of... Gosh, Rodney, I'm just thinking about... You're able to... Imagine if you were a force of good in the universe instead of a force of shit, you know? He's shit, though.
Understand what's going on. I mean, the fact of the matter that we could actually be months away where people will be put to death. for preaching the gospel. Somebody said that'll never happen yet.
People are going to be put to death for preaching the gospel.
I think we're hearing he sounds like a little fucking bitch, doesn't he?
So make sure you keep those donations coming, even though we're not meeting.
Jeez, it's all about the money with this guy.
I'm going to say this again. I want you to listen to me very carefully. We could be months away from people being put to death in America for preaching the gospel. Somebody said that'll never happen. I'll say it one more time. We could be months away from people being executed in America for preaching the gospel.
Damn. The things.
Remember, I told you this. Mm-hmm. You know, well, the president said something about voluntarily you can wear a mask. But
there's some beginning again.
A mask. Voluntarily you can be wearing a mask. Wow.
And then there's a bunch of, for some reason, they're doing a Dilly rewind.
These Jesus people are killing us.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this.
Here's Dilly, August 23rd, 2019, not that long ago.
Fuck that guy. Fucking guy bought a $15 million. This motherfucker, him and his fucking trainee husband just.
This is Barack Obama, who he's speaking of course.
Yeah, and he's mentioning Michelle.
This motherfucker, him and his fucking trainee husband just bought a $15 million estate out in the fucking Hamptons. You shitting me? This broke dick loser piece of shit goes into the White House with no money. With no fucking money. You know that his fucking brosif boyfriend husband thing, that giant third round pick, you know she was disbarred?
What?
It's not true.
What the
fuck? It's not true. There was something they were involved in that had a conflict and that she voluntarily paused her law license or something.
Okay.
But she was not disbarred. That's bullshit.
Right. God, this is that's fucking crazy, dude.
Third round pick. You know she was disbarred in Illinois? Bitch was an attorney, can't even practice law. And it's sealed as to why. Fucking Mike Obama. Mike Obama and Hussein bought a $15 million estate out in the Hamptons. How many Democrats go into office broke as fuck and come out wealthy, wealthy, wealthy?
Democrats and Republicans, by the way.
Dickhead.
And guess what? They both sold a couple of really, really popular books.
Yeah.
And that's how they made the lion's share of their money while they were in office.
And the books were popular because he was a very popular president.
Right. And her books were popular.
Because people like her, Brendan.
Right. This one, we played this one before, but they retweeted this one.
You know, I just want to say last week, and I think maybe we should reconsider this. We complimented Brendan because he wasn't anti-Semitic. And then that was amazing. But, you know.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Baby steps.
Yeah.
There was this time when he was expressing compassion for Bernie Sanders after he had his heart attack.
Oh, I'm Bernie Sanders. Oh, my chest. Oh, fuck. You're investigating Ukraine and corruption. I think I need to go to the hospital and maybe possibly drop out of this race. Dilly, it's too soon. You can't make fun of a guy who just got two stents put in his heart last night. Yes, I can. Fuck him.
He is an asshole. Oh, my.
That's how I feel about communists. That's fine. Sorry, I don't know what to tell you. Perhaps if he had God in his heart and he wasn't a corrupt anti-American scumbag, I might not poke fun at him.
Jesus.
But in the meantime, Dilly.
God,
he's sick. He's still in the hospital.
Fucking asshole.
I know. Fuck him. I don't know what to tell you guys. I'm that guy.
You are that guy.
I think it would be very scary to be Bernie's age and have a heart attack. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I wonder if there's clips of this somewhere. Apparently, on Friday's Dilly Show. Mr. Pillow was on.
Oh, okay. Oh, the white supremacy hour.
This is.
Yeah, yesterday morning I woke up, checked my email. Couldn't believe it. You know what I found? I woke up in the morning. I found an email from the one, the only Mike Lindell, MyPillow. And he says, Dilly, thank you for the support last week. Really appreciate it. Would love to come on the show. And so we got Mike Lindell coming on the show Friday for you guys. I'm going to interview Mr. MyPillow, Mike Lindell, on Friday. We're going to have some fun. Yeah, yes,
there you go.
God, seeing Mr. Pillowfuck talk at the, I mean, he is just, he has no personality.
Right.
I mean, and Brendan, I'll say, I mean, you're both fuckheads, but what a poor choice. I mean, you should be on the mic. I mean, you're a tremendous fuckhead asshole, but Mike Lindell is boring. I mean, he's a guy that makes a
and a Christo loon.
Yeah, yes, and also a guy whose claim to fame is he designed something that if you put your head on it, you will fall asleep. Well, and it, sooner it ain't nothing an exciting person.
It ain't all that, from what I understand.
Oh, like,
what's so
stop.
Special about his fucking pillows?
It's comfortable,
except it's made here in America,
and it's comfortable.
But what the fuck do you have to do to a pillow?
Yes.
It's a pillow.
You have to rape it.
I mean, you can have the cervical ones that are shaped.
You have a cervical pillow?
I do. It's a memory foam cervical pillow that holds your head the right way.
Right. Oh, okay. It's just a weird name for it.
That's
what it's called?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Why are you humming?
Well, I mean, a cervix.
The cervical... Yeah. Spine, your
right,
C-spine,
right. Oh,
your,
yeah.
Your,
oh, okay.
Your neck. thanks for joining us, everybody. Right. Holy cow, look at the time of flying already.
Gosh, look at all these people outside.
There's a lot of people outside, Craig.
Go home, please. God.
You're not,
person. Yeah. Person.
It's essential travel.
Well, I don't know where the guy with the mullet on the fucking cruiser bike is going right now. Where are you going, buddy? What do you need?
Twitter has recently deleted over 20,000 fake accounts.
Wow.
Linked to the governments of Serbia,
yes.
Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Honduras, and Indonesia.
Yay.
Saying they violated company policy and were targeted attempts to undermine the public conversation.
Yes.
About
COVID?
About everything.
Great. That kills me that, you know, I mean, we're dealing with countries proliferating fake news about this coronavirus shit. Our president is, so what's the big fucking deal?
One of the accounts removed, over 8,500 alone were linked to the Serbian Progressive Party. It ain't. It's just
okay,
the opposite.
Okay.
Of Aleksandar Vučić.
Yes.
The president. The accounts had posted more than 43 million tweets between them.
Wow.
Amplifying
that's a lot.
Positive news coverage of Vučić's probably government attacking his political opponents.
Right, right. Well, isn't that just using creative campaign tactics and strategies and a little elbow grease?
But these are tied to the actual government.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Twitter also removed a network of over 5,000 accounts linked to the Saudis operating out of Saudi Arabia,
right.
Egypt, and the UAE.
Is the Attorney General of Saudi Arabia looking into
right
this?
Right on top of it.
Okay, good.
Jared's going to go. Together, those had tweeted over 36.5 million times.
Damn.
Praising the Saudi leadership.
Shit.
And criticizing Qatar and Turkish activity in Yemen.
Oh, yes. But isn't...
These are all fake accounts.
Right, right.
Directly tied to the governments.
So the government is funding...
In these areas, yeah.
That's crazy. Well, that's fucked up. It's nice that Twitter can stop it, though.
The one network had also generated tweets supportive of the Libyan warlord,
right,
Khalifa Haftar.
God, fuck, man. I
a separate Egyptian network of over 2,500 accounts linked to the pro-government Al-Fagr newspaper was removed.
Some warlord.
Twitter said the fake accounts there were used to amplify messaging critical of Iran, Qatar, and Turkey.
You think some warlord is like, you know, guys, we really have to think outside the box and do a little pivoting here with our social media. Here's an idea. I mean, it just seems crazy. Somebody like a quote unquote warlord. I mean, what does that even mean? What does warlord mean? Is it actually a, is it like prime minister?
3,000 accounts traced to one staffer working for the Honduran president.
Oh.
Juan Orlando Hernandez. 3,000 accounts linked to one guy.
He must have working for the.
Imagine what Trump has.
Oh,
imagine the hundreds of thousands of accounts.
That Brad guy. That
Brad Pascal put together.
He didn't do Twitter and shit, does he? Does he do Twitter?
Much of the. Well, that was in Honduras.
Yes.
Last month, Twitter took joint action with Facebook to disable a Moscow-linked operation, got rid of fake accounts aimed at inflaming racial tensions in the United States.
Jesus Christ. Hey, Putin, I don't think we need your help with this. I think America is racist enough. God. We're racist enough on our own. Jesus Christ, stop. Stop. Well, why does Putin think that he has to help the cause of white supremacy? Fuck, please. I mean, God.
It's his new world order that
That's
he wants to put together.
Crazy. We are already racist. Mission accomplished, dickhead.
God. We're doing okay in the racisty.
Why doesn't Putin ever think like this? He's like, maybe I'll switch it, turn it around. Maybe I'll help get a Democrat elected, and then we can be friends. I'll have decent policies. We can hang out, you know.
So this shit going on with this. Did you see this Navy stuff going on with this Navy secretary? And
no.
Well, there was that. The ship, the boat,
yes.
Navy, I don't even know what the hell it was. It was a Navy something or other. Where
a ship.
The captain, somehow a letter that he wrote to his superiors leaked, saying, we've got to get us off this boat. People are testing positive for COVID.
Right.
You got to get us the fuck out of here.
Right, right.
And they were dragging their dicks.
Who was dragging their dicks?
The Navy.
Ups,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It was the captain of the USS Roosevelt.
Right.
Captain Brett Crozier.
Crozier.
The San Francisco Chronicle published a leaked copy of a memo written by Crozier, in which he warned his superiors that sailors aboard the aircraft carrier,
okay,
would die of the coronavirus unless about 90% of the crew was moved into individual quarantine.
Oh, my God. But isn't the aircraft carrier big enough where they could do that? Like, you could section off? Like, because Chris Cuomo is living in his basement and his family is upstairs. Right?
Yes.
Chris Cuomo has COVID and he's quarantining right. in his basement. His family's upstairs. Aircraft carriers, it's huge, man.
So they, you know, it got out in public. And the, they got finally started getting the sailors off of the ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Trump fired him.
Right. Yes.
Trump fired the captain.
I saw this.
Right. The Secretary of the Navy or whatever fired that captain.
Yes.
For daring to, they think, they don't have proof that he leaked it, but they're pretty sure he leaked.
But Jesus Christ.
He leaked.
I mean, if it's his job to look out for the safety of his crew, what the fuck is he supposed to do? Let everybody get the pandemic?
And this is acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley.
Modley.
Who apparently is not, I think we have some audio of this. He was addressing.
Yes.
Somewhere, the USS, I don't know where he was addressing, but there were some sailors that are heckling.
Jeez.
This asshole.
Right.
So when Captain Crozier left there's video of it, when he left the ship,
right,
being fired, the entire crew, you know, like thousands of dudes and dudettes standing on the aircraft carrier,
yeah, yeah,
cheering him.
Yeah, I saw that. That was amazing.
That pissed off Trump and the fascists because they fired this man for doing the right thing and telling the truth.
Yeah.
So this acting scumbag secretary said yesterday he was shitting on this Captain Crozier. He said, if he didn't think, in my opinion, this information wasn't going to get out into the public in this day and information age we live in, he was either A, too naive, or too stupid to be a commanding officer of a ship like this.
No, he let it leak because he's trying to save his crew. That's why. He's not trying to make anybody look like
shit. The alternative is that he did this on purpose, and that's a serious violation of the UCMJ, which you are all familiar with.
Oh, okay. Well, I think the captain has COVID.
He also chastised the crew for cheering Crozier when he left the ship, claiming the former commanding officer's memo caused concern among residents in Guam, where the ship is currently docked. He said, so think about that when you cheer the man of the ship who exposed you to that. I understand you love the guy. It's good you love him, but you're not required to love him.
What?
Crew of the Teddy Roosevelt, you're under no obligation to love your leadership, only respect it. You are under no obligation to like your job, only do it. Listen to this.
Good God!
Listen to this pep talk.
What are they saying?
You are under no obligation. You're under no obligation to expect anything from your leaders other than they will treat you fairly and put the mission of the ship first.
Is he trying to say that by letting this leak that the captain wasn't putting the mission of the ship first? How are you supposed to? This is like the argument with the economy. How do you have a good economy if everybody has the COVID?
No, your duty is not to complain. Everybody is scared about this thing. Let me tell you something. If this ship was in combat and there were hypersonic missiles coming in at it, you'd be pretty fucking scared too. But you do your jobs, and that's what I expect you to do. That's what I expect every officer on this ship to do, is do your jobs.
Well, I mean, you could say the COVID is similar to a missile, right?
Right.
I mean, it could kill people.
On April 2nd, Modley, this is the goose-stepping Navy acting secretary, told reporters he had no information that Crozier provided his memo to the San Francisco Chronicle. But his speech to the crew, Modley accused Crozier of believing the media was part of his chain of command. He warned sailors under no circumstances should they talk to media, saying all journalists are biased. They will use any information to embarrass the Navy.
What the fuck? How is, you know, it must be weird to live in a time, be in the military with Trump, because like, didn't Trump have some weird tweet to North Korea, to Kim Jong-un? He said something and it caused some general to make a call and say, hey, are we engaged in something with North Korea?
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying, when the higher ups are all behaving like fucking assholes, I mean, how does this captain must have been desperate to get word out to save his crew from the outbreak.
I mean, keep doing shit like this. And you know, we have utterly no worries about the military taking over for Trump.
Yeah.
In behalf of Trump. They hate him on all of the branches hate Trump.
Well, I mean, you could also
shit like this.
Yeah, I mean, you could also say, is Trump really fucking in charge? I mean, if Andrew Cuomo is talking about setting up a network to shuttle supplies back and forth across the country and to make sure everyone has fucking ventilators, then what is the federal government doing?
Right.
What are they doing? I guess just rolling back regulations at the EPA and shit like that.
Right.
Going after abortion. Yeah.
So there you go. The acting Navy Secretary.
Yes. Secretary.
I'm just trying to find that. I don't have the audio of, but he was getting, there were people yelling things when he was
giving his speech.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Angry sailors can be heard yelling profanities at Trump acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Modley while he trashed their former captain.
I mean, God.
He got fired for sending out a dire warning about the threat COVID-9 posed to the USS Theodore Roosevelt. You can hear in a recording an angry sailor can be heard shouting, "What the fuck?" after Modley described the former captain as stupid and naive.
Oh my!
Another sailor could be heard saying, yelling, "He was trying to help us."
Right.
Other sailors could be heard yelling unintelligibly after Modley accused Crozier of committing a betrayal of the sailors. They're not buying it.
Jesus Christ.
They're not buying it.
Is he? I don't understand. Is the Secretary of the Navy, is that a civilian job?
Usually it's someone from the Navy. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Man.
It's a cabinet position. I mean, I guess.
I don't know. I'm just trying to remember based on my knowledge of West Wing. That was the case. God, I wish Martin Sheen were president right now. Oh my God.
I wonder if he, I'm looking up his credentials right now. I don't Martin even know Sheen? If he's even.
Martin Sheen is not credentialed.
Was he even in the Navy? Thomas Modley, American businessman.
Oh, good.
Government official who has been serving as the acting Navy secretary.
Acting.
He is a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy.
Oh, okay.
He served in the Navy as a helicopter pilot, spent 7 years as a U.S. Navy officer. Okay, so.
Why would you need to make a speech to trash the captain? I guess because Trump got mad and sent the guy out there to make the speech.
Well, yeah, and you're a garbage
this
person.
Insane.
You're insane. You're a Trumpist garbage person.
I mean, the very idea that the speech was made is crazy.
Not endearing themselves
no
to the people on the front lines at all.
Did you see that the captain has coronavirus?
Yes, he's tested positive for coronavirus.
God.
Yay.
Thank you, Trump. Good job. Fire the fucking guy. It's so predictable. I mean, he is such a little bitch strongman.
The Republican, the conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court has overthrown tomorrow's postponement of the election. They want the election to go forward.
Oh my God. That's crazy. That doesn't make one bit of sense.
All right.
That is super duper fucked up. Jesus.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled 4-2 on party lines, overriding Governor Evers' order to postpone the election. Person writing says life or death stakes of GOP dominated court system.
Damn.
On gruesome display.
Ugh, God. So fucked up. Gruesome.
Right.
I mean, shit. You know, I wonder if you're a writer, do you sit there and you run out of words for like awful, like awful, you have gruesome, you have grotesque, you have horrendous. I'm just trying to, how would you describe the Trump administration's handling of this shit? I mean, God, atrocious, shitty.
The above, yeah, there's plenty.
I don't have any more.
Cock.
Oh, yeah, you could say cock.
Just cock.
You could say fuck. It's been a clusterfuck. Shitty. Abominable.
We do have... this has been described as a chilling moment.
Yes.
Yesterday, first of all, did you see that there was no Trump virus and pony show scheduled for yesterday?
Okay.
And then at the last minute, he announced one at 7 p.m. You know why? Because at the same time, 60 Minutes was running.
Oh, God.
A deal about him. And.
Yes.
Joe Biden was hosting a town hall, a video town hall at the same time. So at the last minute, Trump is like, I've got to go on. We got to go on.
How does he know? I imagine.
Somebody, some slithering little creature tells him.
I'm just saying there's no way he should know about this shit. It shouldn't be on his fucking radar. He should be all about, how do I get ventilators to New York? What are we going to do when it peaks in the South? How do I get these religious fucks to stay home and quit worshiping non-existent Jesus? That he should be doing that shit.
So let me see if I have this audio here. So Trump was asked,
yes,
last night, a question, or Dr. Fauci was up and was asked about this hydroxychloroquine again, which is, yes, the shit that Trump is still pushing.
Right.
That there's still no proof of.
Yes, but there are experts out there that say,
like, it's Rudy Giuliani, which we'll get to in a moment.
God.
This is what's being described as a chilling moment.
Yes.
When someone asks Dr. Fauci about the chloroquine, and Trump literally pushes him out of the way.
Oh, my God.
You also weigh in on this issue of hydroxychloroquine. What do you think about this, and what is the medical evidence?
Can I answer that question?
Yeah. Well, maybe 15, for the doctor.
15 times. You don't have to ask
He's your medical expert, correct?
He's answered that question 15 times.
Dr. Fauci, what?
Shuts it down. He's answered that question 15 times.
I'm sorry. Does Jared's fuckhead friend own, like, that company? Or is there... Why does Trump have such a thick, throbbing mushroom stiffy for this?
Because Putin told him to.
Does Putin own some of this?
Well, no. He's trying to kill people. He's trying to commit as much chaos... here in this country as possible.
There's such a great headline from The Onion, and I believe it's going to be on Facebook.com/crabdiving. This is something like Trump up late at night trying to do everything he can for the coronavirus. He's trying to kill us.
Here's a little clip of a screenwriter retweeted it. Top Gun Maverick creator, executive producer of Counterpart TV.
Okay.
This is Justin Marks. His comment was, if you met this man in a grocery store parking lot, you would be nodding politely while looking for the nearest security guard.
Oh,
this is Trump on Saturday.
Because you know the answer to that question. If you do have the ventilator, you know the answer to that question. And I hate giving the answer. So I don't want to get him there. I don't want to get him there. There's a possibility. And I say it. What do you have to lose? I'll say it again. What do you have to lose? Take it. I really think they should take it. But it's their choice. And it's their doctor's choice or the doctors in the hospital.
This is about chloroquine. You should not just take it.
Oh, my God!
The doctors are saying don't take it. And you've got assholes going to their doctors and saying, give me that chloroquine that the president says is a miracle cure.
Well, I mean, I don't think doctors like the whole, like, advertising drugs on television.
No, they don't at all.
Because
yeah.
I go to you and say, hey, doc, I saw this thing about, you know, prostate bombs or some shit. Shove one of those in my ass.
Take it. I really think they should take it. But it's their choice. And it's their doctor's choice or the doctors in the hospital. But hydroxychloroquine. try it if you'd like. The other thing, if you have a heart condition, I understand, probably you stay away from the Z-Pak. But that's an antibiotic. It can clean out the lungs.
No, not from a virus. it doesn't work that
he
way.
He doesn't know shit.
Those are a point of attack for this horrible virus. But when you have a ventilator, don't ask the answer because I hate it. If you have it and it's working beautifully, I don't like the answer because it's not a very high percentage. So I want to keep them out of ventilators. I want to keep them if this drug works.
Oh my God.
Which is not necessarily true.
Fucking
they
idiot.
Found that the longer that someone is on a ventilator, the lesser of a positive outcome they may have, but there are people who are on a ventilator for a day or two and getting off of it and recovering.
You know,
so he's talking about once you get on the ventilator, you're dead.
Right.
So why should we send more ventilators?
I for everyone's mental health, I really think you should take some time and watch one of these Cuomo news conferences, because what he does is someone will ask him a question, right, and he will answer it, and then he'll look to whatever expert the question could be related to. He's like, does that make sense? Is that right? And the person will say yes or no, or they will clarify. And then everyone will talk about shit intelligently. And it doesn't, right. It doesn't make you feel like fucking.
So Trump, basically, what do we have to lose? We don't have time to go and say, gee, let's take a couple of years and test it out. It doesn't kill people. By the way, it does.
I thought there was a story about a guy who took it
and
fucking
died.
And
you shouldn't. Well, he took the pool cleaning version of it, but you really shouldn't. You shouldn't take it. And it's not a preventive,
right?
By the way, there was a report out that said Trump is looking into taking it as a precaution. It's not a preventive.
But wait. That's what happened in Iran. Wasn't there some bullshit? There's some bullshit got out about some kind of treatment for this, and a bunch of Iranians died taking it.
Yeah.
I mean, God, can we not have our president? It's enough that these right-wing nut jobs are lying about a pill.
Of course, he made it about him.
Uh-huh. Chain Logistics Task Force led by Admiral John Polovchek, who's doing a fantastic job, will ensure they're distributed to the healthcare and critical infrastructure workers in the areas with the most pressing requirements. That's the 60 million masks that we're talking about, and the 180 million N95 masks. 180 million. Whoever heard of 180 million masks? And this is a incredible thing. A lot of times, and we have to stop playing this game, if a governor wants 200 ventilators, and I say, no, we're going to send you 1,000. We think you need more than 200. And then the media meets with the governor, and they say, oh, you got more? Well, it's not enough. The president should have sent more. So he's asking for 200. We give him 1,000. They say, how's the president doing? He should have given more, because that's politics. That's politics. And that's unfortunate, because we can't play that game. And, you know, that's one party doing it, and the other party's happy. But
Democrats. So he's accusing the Democrats
of politicizing the ventilators.
Of lying about
what
he's doing.
Okay.
That he's sending them plenty of ventilators.
Some guy said that it sounds like Trump is the guy you talk to in a parking lot and you start looking for the security guard.
That's the one I just read.
Yes. This is fucked up.
Then there's a report that at a meeting, economic advisor, eco fucking cuntingnomic advisor, Peter Navarro.
Right.
Dropped a stack of folders with all kinds of, quote, expert advice about the wonders of chloroquine and dropped it right in Fauci's fucking lap, so to speak, to disprove Fauci, who was saying we don't We don't have the testing on it. We don't know that this chloroquine is effective.
If your president is trying to make you take a pill that a doctor is telling you not to take, should we not be able... Can't we impeach him for that? I mean, that is a, well, it's so, a danger.
Yeah, economic advisor Peter Navarro got into a heated dispute with infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci over the efficacy of the anti-malarial drug, hydroxychloroquine.
Okay.
Why do they? Who has the patents? Who follow the money? Why do they have such a hard-on for this hydroxychloroquine? There's got to be. Somebody's making money somewhere. Yeah, that Ivanka owns a secret sweatshop in Burma where 9-year-olds are cranking out hydroxychloroquine.
It could be any of them. It could be any of them. It could be Jared. It could be Ivanka. It could be Mnuchin. It could be Rick Perry. Remember him? It could be Rick Perry. They're all fucking dirt bags.
But so it's probably Peter Navarro was like yelling, allegedly at Fauci, who was just like his normal, calm, sedate self. But Fauci is going to have a hell of a book when he finishes this.
Yes,
and that's going to be the testimony.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you've got scumbags like Peter Navarro, Fox News expert, who then becomes Trump's go-to guy.
Yes,
for economy stuff. I believe Peter Navarro way hard for tariffs.
Ooh. But that don't even make
sense. How's that work?
But they don't. I thought tariffs actually didn't make sense.
Fox and Free Fiends this morning.
Yes.
Oh, God. Had Peter Navarro. They asked him about it. Oh, I understand there might have been a little dust up with you and Dr. Fauci. here is Peter Navarro, scumbag.
Yes.
Who? Why are we listening to him?
I don't know.
Why is he not off somewhere? We don't care what the economic advisor says. Shut the fuck up. We need to save lives right now.
Right. The economic advisor should say it's important for the economy for people to not be fucking dead.
So you're having a little dispute with Dr. Fauci.
Yes.
If it saves lives, that's a beautiful thing. I think history will judge who's right on this debate, but I'd bet on President Trump's.
God.
History will judge who's right. The epidemiologist or Donald fucking Trump?
No, the present is judging who's right. History will judge who's right. Everyone is going to judge. Trump is not. Trump is not going to come out on top.
You walked in very proud of acquiring more hydroxychloroquine, and Dr. Fauci was very negative on it, and evidently...
That's how it started.
You died. Jesus, is that kill me?
Yeah.
Jeez, dude. He sounds erect.
And why are they all...
What are they talking to this fucking
why
guy?
Why are all the genitals saluting over at Fox for this hydroxychloroquine?
The only thing that makes sense, it's about the money. There must be somebody must have a stake in that chloroquine, or like they really think this is a drug that will help, and Trump will look like a winner if it starts saving people's lives.
Here's John Berman on CNN with this asshole Berman. who scores a point.
Yeah.
Would you take it if I got sick?
Yeah,
would you take, knowing what you know now?
No. That's Navarro to John Berman. Would you take it? Wouldn't you take it?
Fuck no.
If I got sick.
Yeah, would you take, knowing what you know now?
No, I would listen to my doctor about whether or not
that's
I should
exactly
take it if I got sick.
Do.
I would consult
that's exactly
my doctor.
What you
I would
do.
Not consult someone involved with
do.
Trade policy.
We're taking
I would not consult
minutes.
With someone with trade policy.
I agree.
And my question, do you want a doctor?
Anything.
Do you want a medical
I'm
doctor, an internist?
Anything,
do you want an internist striking trade deals with Asian
touché.
Countries?
Touche.
Well, no. Touche. Yuck, 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 yuck.
It's not touche. It's you're a representative of the government telling us to do something that you won't, that you don't know.
Right.
It's insanely dangerous. This, in this social distancing shit, they won't just lock this country down. It's so fucking stupid. It's so dumb. That dog is done with his podcast, man. He's like, COVID, 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 COVID.
This is Larry Kudlow on February 25th.
Another expert. He's from TV, right?
On 25th, Larry Kudlow said, February 25th, we've contained this.
Good. Okay. Oh, that's good.
As far as the U.S. is concerned, when you look at this, I mean, you had a little higher head count on the infections because of the cruise ship people coming off. We have contained this. We have contained this.
Yes.
I won't say airtight, but pretty close to airtight.
Damn.
That's February 25th.
Thank you, Larry. God, I feel better.
Here's Larry this morning.
Okay.
I know all of us have said we will do whatever it takes to try to get through this incredible emergency. I think that's the commitment. And I don't believe anybody could have predicted the exponential rise of this, but
everybody predicted the exponential rise of this.
But you predicted the opposite. And you lied. They must have just been buying time for some fucking reason.
This is the narrative. Who knew this is going to be?
They lie to get to the end of the day. Every day they wake up in the morning and they're like, listen, our base is dumb as fuck. They're dumb as shit. And so all we have to do is get to the end of the day. And the next day we'll say we didn't say what we just said, even though there's a video of Larry Kudlow saying it was contained at the end of February.
What is this?
God, guys.
Andrew Cuomo, who's the governor of New York City.
They're picking on a caller to C-SPAN on the Trump line. Governor of New York City.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, they're saying he's Governor Cuomo.
This idiot just said governor. He's the governor of New York City.
Yeah.
Oh. Here's Trump today. We got the today's going on already.
Oh, okay.
Here's Trump mimicking healthcare workers getting dressed to go to work.
Shut the fuck up.
In there, and they're putting the outfits on, and they're putting their masks on, and they're in there, and they're putting the outfits on, and they're putting their masks on, and they're. It's incredible. It's like no different than you watch the war movies or you watch the old clips of war running up hills.
Is he talking about running up hills?
Oh, you know, it's so funny. It's so funny, and then you think, oh my God, he is going. He's killing us. This idiot is killing us. We're running up hills. Look at you. They look like they're in the old war movies. Jesus, he's stupid.
This is a straight shooter, and he had a great phone conversation to them with all of the governors, teleconference. And they're very happy. Everyone.
All the governors are very happy. The governors are not happy.
They are not happy, dickhead.
And they're very happy. Every one of them. Were there any negatives?
No, sir.
No, sir.
See?
That was Mike Pence who had to slip his tongue out of Trump's hole for a second
to
respond.
Mike, he's got, do you remember the movie, what was the movie with the one about the models with Blue Steel and the Blue Steel look? I can't think of the guy's name. Zoolander.
Oh, Zoolander. Yeah, yeah.
Mike Pence has remember Zoolander?
No, male models.
Yeah, male models.
I was thinking, you know, something Trump related.
Remember Ben Stiller had like that Blue Steel look that was his thing.
Right.
Blue Steel. Like Mike Pence sports Blue Steel all day, all fucking day. When you look
the
at
the vibrating version.
God, the way he looks like. He looks at Donald Trump.
He's got his
Trump.
Blue Steel in right now.
God damn, he is eye fucking the back of the man's skull.
Were there any complaints?
Were there any negatives?
Oh no.
No, sir.
No.
See?
See?
I told you. Mike is the greatest. Mike, and you have done a great job, Mike, and I appreciate it. The whole country appreciates it. Anthony appreciates it, right? Don't you see? Everybody appreciates Mike, special man. So a lot of the things that we've done, again, are going directly to the states. The states seem to be very happy. If they're not, they can call me directly. They can call Mike directly. And
but he's already said he won't talk to them if they don't suck his nipples.
Wait. Trump wants his nipples sucked, but Mike Pence doesn't. Is Trump in the nipple play?
Pence is more of a giver.
Oh yeah,
than a taker. I think
absolutely, Pat. Pence is a giver and Trump is a taker.
Here's where he talks about Boris Johnson.
Oh yes, okay.
You mentioned that you were asking U.S. drug companies to provide treatment to the British Prime Minister. What sort of treatment is that? Is that something that is available?
Well, it's a very complex treatment of things that they've just recently developed, and that they have a lot of
no idea.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Utterly no idea. You know what it is? He's probably like, why don't you just send him a box of that chloroquine shit? It cures everything.
I expect that he would say that, or he would say, I don't care about Boris Johnson. He's another human being. I don't give a fuck. Why are we talking about him and not me?
And if the Brits are smart, they're calling Germany.
No one's calling our ass.
Yeah, they're not calling us.
Well, that's not.
And that they have a lot of experience with having to do with something else, but recent for this. And they've already concurred. They've already had meetings with the doctors. And we'll see whether or not they want to go that route. But when you're in intensive care, it's a big deal. So they're there and they're ready. I think we have three of them. I spoke with four, you know, who the four would be. And
the big four pharmaceutical companies, I'm sure.
Yes, you know them all. I'm going to have them up here on the microphone. We have all the pharmaceutical companies, the oil execs. And for some reason, there's a guy that made a pillow is going to talk to you.
He began the press briefing today by announcing he's dispatched, quote, two of the leading companies, these are brilliant companies, to go to the UK to help treat Boris Johnson, but never mentions their names.
What are they doing, though, to treat him? Are they bringing a suitcase of pills? I'm not trying to sound like an asshole, but what would a drug company do? Do they send over an emissary of fucking drug
fucking
dealers?
No.
And they're like, hey, we got some crack, crank.
Who the hell knows?
Got all kinds of shit. We got all the good shit. Well, why don't we get the good shit?
We're
sending some drugs over.
He's asked about a report from the Inspector General of Health and Human Services. Here's his opinion on that.
Yes.
This question of the HHS Inspector General, and by the way, her name was Christy Grimm. And it wasn't so much her opinion, but they interviewed 323 different hospitals.
Well, it still could be her opinion. When was she appointed?
I'm not sure when she was
appointed.
Would
you do me a favor?
I'll check.
No, let me know now. I have to know now, John. Let me know now. Because we are doing an incredible job in testing. We are doing a better job.
He's basically saying if she was appointed by the black one, we can't pay attention to what the Health and Human Services Inspector General said.
Why? Because she was appointed by a black person.
Right, because deep state. Anybody that isn't sucking his dick is against him and against the United States.
I think you just... wow, this racism is just killing us.
Fascism.
Oh, it's so stupid. Listen to this fucking guy. It's
well, here's the racism.
Treatment. Okay.
This is a poor reporter from Hong Kong.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Of dollars in our country, much of it going to farmers and manufacturers. So I'll let you know. I mean, I hope they're going to honor the deal. We'll find
out. China? Are you cooperating with China?
Who are you working for? China? You work for China? Or are you with a newspaper? Who are you with?
Hong Kong Phoenix TV.
Who owns that? China?
It's
is it owned by China?
Hong Kong.
No, is it owned by the state?
No, it's not. It's a private owned company.
So he's berating this poor Chinese reporter. Who you work for, China? You work for China. Oh, is it owned by the state? Who owns it?
I mean, she's in the room, right?
Right.
She's in the room. She has credentials. True News is in the room, you dick.
Where's OAN?
Next TV.
Who owns that, China? Is it owned by China?
Hong Kong.
No, is it owned by the state?
No, it's not. It's a private-owned company.
Okay, good. Okay. Look, I'll let you know. I'll give you a good answer to that in a few months. I wanted to see what they do. Because it's time for them to help us, okay? It's time right now for China to help us.
China.
Oh, God. What an embarrassment.
He's not talking about, people are going to are dying from this. It's a pandemic, man. Can he do anything differently? No. I mean, is there something else?
He's
do you have something to offer that's not
incapable.
This? What you're offering, this is unacceptable. I mean, really, it's unacceptable, dude. Kind of fucking.
Well, yeah.
This is a joke of a president. We're fucked. God. China. You gotta say China like that.
China.
What a fucking idiot. Jesus Christ. China. Where are you? Are you privately owned? Where are you from? China. Who owns you? Who owns you? Just answer a question. Can't be nice. He can't be nice for one fucking second. He cannot be a fucking human being.
Meanwhile, the other inspector general that Trump fired finally
yeah,
for having the audacity
of
doing his job and sending that whistleblower complaint to Congress that started the whole impeachment process.
Right, right. What was the deal? What was the deal Trump just asked for on the phone? What was the deal? He's like the proposal on the phone with the Ukraine president. He said, investigate Biden or you're not going to get your missiles or some shit like
that. Yes,
that's the deal. God, what a scumbag.
And no meeting for you until you. Because optically it would have looked great for the new president of Ukraine to meet with Trump. And Trump said no meeting with you unless you guys say that you publicly say.
Yeah.
They didn't even care that they're doing it. They wanted him to make an announcement that he was looking into corruption, specifically Hunter Biden and Burisma.
And if you don't do it, we're going to help Russia take you over.
Well, I don't think that was the ever put out there, but
I mean, that was the thing, though, that Russia, that Ukraine wouldn't get their defense money, right? And they're fighting a war.
So there was the whistleblower, who we still don't know who that is, that said, you know, I heard somebody that said that there's this quid pro quo thing.
Anonymous sources.
The inspector general apparently investigated and found some corroboration and said, well, I got to send this to Congress.
Oopsie.
Sent it to Adam Schiff's office and everything, and there the ball's
Shifty
rolling.
Shift.
Well, now, Intelligence Committee Inspector General, Inspector General Michael Atkinson issued a statement yesterday that Trump fired him for acting impartially.
Damn!
Carrying out his duties.
Doing his fucking job. Retaliation.
God, what's going on with you?
She is ready for the show to be over. That's what's going on. And
Atkinson alerted Congress last September to the complaint on Trump's correspondence with Ukraine's president.
Yes.
Which triggered the inquiry resulting in Trump's impeachment.
Right.
The firing is part of the broader push to purge the administration of any officials deemed disloyal to the great leader.
That is very creepy. All of this is very creepy.
Look at Jeff Bo Sessions.
Oh, yes.
Jeff Bo Sessions couldn't have been glazed with more Trump semen.
Wait, we missed the spot.
Looks like a Cinnabon.
Great leader, you missed the spot on Jeff. Right in his ear hole, right there, right on that lobe. Oh, yeah, perfect. Now you're perfectly slathered.
No offense to Cinnabon.
Yes,
and,
none.
his Jeff Bo Sessions, all he did was recuse himself.
Yeah. He didn't have a choice.
And now he's getting hate from Trump in the upcoming election.
Oh, yes.
Don't you say you like me. Don't you use my name.
Why would he use your name? Roy Moore couldn't get elected using your name, right? No, he ran. No, he supported Roy Moore. That's right.
In the previous election. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, former Inspector General Atkinson said, quote, "It's not hard to think that the president's loss of confidence in me derives from having faithfully discharged my legal obligations as an independent and impartial inspector general."
Fuck.
He said he was legally obligated to ensure that whistleblowers have an effective and authorized means to disclose urgent matters involving classified information to congressional intelligence committees.
Right. And Vindman reported directly to that inspector general, right?
No.
Oh, fuck.
No, Vindman is in the State Department.
Yeah, I know.
Inspectors general are able to fulfill their critical watchdog functions because by law, they are supposed to be independent of both the executive agencies they oversee and of Congress. Trump wants to put in Trump loyalists.
But then it doesn't work.
Well, no, of course it works for him.
And when we have some lunatic president is like, hey, I need you to say this weird shit about Joe Biden. And, and then I'll give you your missiles or whatever the fuck. I mean, that's not good.
He was asked on Saturday about his decision to fire the inspector general.
Yes.
He said it was a disgrace the way he handled it. It was a disgrace.
Trump didn't say, you know what? Let me reconsider. Maybe I shouldn't have fired the guy. You know, maybe did he say that?
Even some Republicans in the Senate.
Okay. Jeez.
Richard Burr, inside trader.
Oh, yes.
Said, like any political appointee, the inspector general serves at the behest of the executive. However, in order to be effective, the IG must be allowed to conduct his or her work independent of internal or external pressure.
Right.
It is my hope the next nominee for the role of ICIG will uphold the same important standards laid out by Congress when we created this role.
What if they're investigating you, dude?
Susan Collins.
Yes.
Lucy with the football.
Right.
Issued a statement. I did not find the president's rationale for removing the inspector general to be persuasive. I believe Inspector General Atkinson served the intelligence community and the American people well. His removal was not warranted. Now, by the way, Trump can fire without cause. This isn't a career position. That's why Burr covered his ass and said, well, he serves at the behest of the president. So there's nothing legal they can do.
Well,
The inspector general can go out and tell everybody, which is what he's doing. The only reason they fired me is because...
Right. Is he supposed to serve in the interest of the country?
Unlike McCabe, who is suing from his nonpartisan, non-appointment position.
Yeah. Because he was wrongfully fired.
The day before he was supposed to retire.
Right.
At full
benefits. He lost all his... Yeah.
That's Chuck insane. Grassley...
Oh, yeah.
Slithered out of the low grass.
Little hidey hole.
In Iowa...
Fuck you.
Drunk on ethanol.
Oh, yes.
And
boofing it.
Said inspectors general. Inspectors general help drain the swamp, so any removal demands an explanation. Yeah. Congress has been crystal clear that written reasons must be given when IGs are removed for lack of confidence. More details are needed from the administration. So no big shockaroo.
Yeah.
That Trump isn't complying with the rules. Like, we need written reasons why you're doing this.
Fuck you, that's why. God damn, it's like, shit. How? It's a lot of people. This is fucked up. They should be more concerned with this fucking pandemic shit. Trump's firing the IG.
So now that's something else they want to look into.
Right. Aren't they looking into what Trump...
A lot of stuff.
Yes.
It's a very busy Congress. Meanwhile, also passing 400 bills that Mitch McConnell won't even bring up for
votes.
Well,
he's busy with judges, isn't he?
And that's even then.
Right.
The Democrats are doing what they can to slow that process down.
Do you think him and Elaine share a bed?
Slow the metastasizing of the... ideologues that these Republicans are putting
into
the
fucking
judiciary.
They can't fucking govern. So when something like a pandemic happens, nobody can do shit.
Look at Wisconsin.
They're calling.
The Republican Supreme Court's like, no, you guys should go out tomorrow and vote.
But aren't we all scared of getting that and having dying from it, having people we know, we love, die from it. Isn't that a bipartisan thing or not to these vampires?
One would think.
God, I guess some wouldn't think. Wouldn't think about shit.
Target employees walking, delivery workers walking off the job.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Let's see.
When you say uh-oh.
Investigative news site Sludge.
Damn!
Says, pharma-funded group tied to a top Trump donor is promoting malaria drug to the president.
Is that the chloroquine? Holy fuck.
Founded by one of Trump's top donors, the Job Creators Network has been pushing Trump to approve the use of hydroxychloroquine.
It's one of his Mar-a-Lago fuckheads. I bet.
Since late March, Trump has repeatedly promoted the use of the drug despite the limited testing that's been done on its effectiveness for treating COVID-19. Sunday, Trump reiterated his support.
What do you have to lose, he said,
stopping Fauci from answering the question.
So this would be abuse of power, right? If he's using his position to push a buddy's fucking pharmaceutical thing.
It says one answer may lie. People trying to figure out why Trump has such a hard little toadstool for the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
But one answer may lie with the millions of dollars in political support he has received from the founder of a pharmaceutical industry-funded group that has been pushing him to make the drug available.
Oh, my God.
On March 26th, the Job Creators Network, a conservative, dark money nonprofit, launched a petition, a series of Facebook ads.
Oh, my God.
And a blast text message campaign calling on Trump to, quote, cut the red tape and immediately make hydroxychloroquine available to treat patients.
Jesus. Those people are some heartless motherfuckers. I mean, does it work?
Some small clinical studies have shown the drug may help speed recovery, while other small studies have found the drug does not appear to help at all. A much larger trial of 2,000 patients is currently being conducted by researchers at New York University. Results are expected in about 8 weeks. The drug is currently being used in some hospitals, and some anecdotal evidence of it its effectiveness has been observed.
So it could help you.
It could.
But wait, what you said, Trump has been describing it incorrectly. He's been describing it as a preventative, right? And it's not that.
Yeah, he doesn't understand the difference between the two.
gotta hand it to this drug company. They got the president.
Job Creators Network was founded in 2011 by billionaire Home Depot co-founder Bernard Marcus, major GOP donor who spent more than $7 million through outside groups to help elect Trump in 2016.
Yeah, and you know what?
Marcus said he plans to spend part of his fortune to help re-elect Trump in 2020.
And I guess we'll all be buying our pitchforks from Lowe's.
Now, Job Creators Network has been funded by the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America.
Shit.
The drug industry trade group that counts among its members the leading hydroxychloroquine makers, Novartis, Teva Pharmaceuticals, and Bayer.
Damn! Shit, man.
These three companies that make the hydroxychloroquine helped fund this Job Creators Network, whose dude that started it is a massive donor to Trump.
Good God.
So he probably called Trump and said, look, my buddies, my golfing buddies that are the CEOs of Bayer, Teva, and Novartis can make a lot of money.
This sounds like a fucking storyline from House of Cards. I mean, this is crazy. That's crazy.
Since Trump began claiming that it may be a cure for the coronavirus, there's been a shortage of the drug, which besides being used for treating malaria, is also approved for treating lupus and arthritis. That's right. The Lupus Foundation is begging people, don't, you're taking.
People need it for lupus.
People need this. Right.
God damn.
And they're saying, and it may help, but there's testing required.
Do you think his friend is talking to him? He's like, you got to ignore your experts. This is the thing.
Yes.
I swear to God, this will work. You have to believe me. And for some reason, he believes him and not all these other fucking people.
And then Trump's doing the, what have you got to lose? He literally said that. What have you got to lose? You're dying. Why not take the fucking drink?
They haven't done enough studies. There might be a lot of shit to lose.
Right.
I mean, what if you have certain Jesus Christ.
And then they said, if you have heart conditions, absolutely not. And Trump's like, if you have a heart condition, you maybe shouldn't. I don't know.
That's different, isn't it?
You maybe shouldn't. I don't know. That's different than if you have a heart condition, do not take this drug. You may die.
Doesn't know anything. The president that doesn't know jack shit, except he wants to make his friends rich. He wants to
and
be
himself
richer.
Oh, yeah.
You think he's getting paid in this situation? Well, yeah, he's getting reelected. They're shitting money into his campaign.
His organization is getting paid somehow.
Yeah, yes.
I have no doubt.
Right. It's just garbage people. God, so he gets up in the morning and he thinks, how can I make my buddy some money rather than how many people are going to die because of my inaction? He didn't think like that.
No. That would require thinking of other people.
So I saw somebody declared him the worst president ever. I mean,
getting fucking lying.
Shit.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Shocker.
Worse than Bush with Katrina.
Woodrow Wilson is like, ah. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, live 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available on your favorite podcasting applications or at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy stuff on the social medias. Check him out on his Instagram at Rated R Comedy. His Twitter's Rated R Comedy. His Facebook page is Rated R Comedy. His webpage is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Hasta mañana, everyone. Stay safe out there.
Fuck Trump.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
I would not, could not, with a goat.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.